Hey, good morning, Rabbi Sai. This week, we complete our series of Inyanim and Masechta Ksubos that are not 100% negated to Ksubos. They could be called Shas Sugyos with a really interesting analysis into Klal Yapsak and how Talmud Bavli is Havegashdelt. Now, the historical order of the Tanoim Amiroim is reasonably well delineated by Chazal. However, there was one period, which we call the swing period, which always is the interesting issues both in between all the various epochs in Klal Yisrael, whether it was between going all the way back to the Shoftim and the Malachim, the division of Malachim into two, the Malachim into the first Galus, the Shiva at Eretz Yisrael, and Knesset HaGdola. Every time there was a historical change, there's always Chazal has to give us insights into what happened during this historical change, and who belongs to which category, because this is an nafka mina lamaisa. So in this week's daf, we have the following memra, which gives light, sheds light to this question, and specifically whether or not Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Rosh Gadol Hador in Eretz Yisrael, a Tana, a Talmud of Rabbi HaKadosh, who was the last of the Tanaim. This is reasonably well established. The question is whether Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Talmidim, the chief of whom, who of course were Rav, who was Eilul Lubavitch or Yared Lubavitch, Rabbi Yochanan stayed in Eretz Yisrael and was the author of the Talmud HaYerushalmi. Do they have the right to be chaylik on Rebbe or not? So the Gemara brings a maimon from Rebbe. Bein michrei, bein shemishkanai, mitzin leparnasa, bein mitzin lemezaynis. Then the Gemara brings a maimon Rebbe Yochanan. Echad zeh, ein mitzin. Both parnasa, ein mez, and mezaynis were not mitzi. Ask the Gemara, how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan not hear the member of Rebbe, who was his Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or did he hear it, but simply was not in the Kabbalah, and he was chelik on this member? As I state in the Gemara, says here, all the names of the Amiraim who are nichlal in this discussion. I see that something happened and the chaveris was lost. Okay, so here you see the Gemara says, "My nafkamina bein mechrei bein shemishkanai mitzilim parnasa, neim mitzilim lemezaynis." The Rav, the Gemara goes back forth discussing what Rav's shita is, and at the end of the Gemara says, "Yibayilhu Rabbi Yochanan, lei shemiyalei ad Rebbe bishemiyalei mekabalei adil meshmiyalei." This is the Shaila in the Gemara, and the Gemara wants to know what the halacha construct of Rabbi Yochanan's interaction with this halacha. So the first obvious question asks many achronim, how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan was not makabel something Rabbi said? Rabbi Yochanan was a different historical category. He was an Amira. In the case of Tanoim, we understand, are able to be chaylik on previous Tanoim. We even find places where they're chaylik with their Rebbeim. Rare, but that's the case. But here, clearly, Rebbe was a Tana, and the Klal Mutzuk of Eggestel clearly, all the way back into the Ga'inim, Amira is not allowed to be chaylik in a Tana. And this is before Shin Gemaras, clearly all throughout Shas, that the Gemara brings Raias from Mishnas and Brises to be Saiser, the words of the Amiraim. Why? Because Tainaim take precedence over the Amiraim. That's the Kasha the Achrayim ask. If you look in the some of the, it's brought in many Achrayim, but let's look at two of the Geshmaka ones. One is in the Goyani Hashas, the Rebbe Yosef Engel, the great Galatiana Goyin, whose Ha'aris are written very shortly, but with great impact. It's in Goyani Hashas, Rebbe Yosef Engel, the Remaskal Oy Dilma. You can see it in front of you, deal print, Tas Kasha. He said, this is not the world's strongest Kasha, but Tas Kasha. Eichi Yos Rabbi Yechon Aluch Lach Lekatana. Mar says clearly that the other Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rav, has the status of a Tana, Rav Tana Upalik. But others not. Says Ilgay Neshas, none of the Rabbeinu or Rajba in Chuvas, Simen Shin Samachtes, asked this question. So the question, an obvious answer would be, well, if Rav, who was the Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is still considered to be sufficiently attached to the Tanaim that he can be Palag, why not Rabbi Yechonah? So the Yad Malachi asks this question, and he says in the Chinami, that Tkufa was a Tkufa which was the transition between Tanaim and Amiraim, it wasn't clear. The Yad Malachi. Here we go. Be with them. Ibra Shematzasi le Marie Bay Rav, Shitasi be Kedushin. This is Marie Merav was one of the earliest of the Achrayim. Pasa be Pshitas Rabbi Yechon Tana Hu Palag. Einat Masasi le Marie Korkus. A couple of Rishonim here. Stay Yeshua. Go to the top. And he says, where do we know this? The Gemara says clearly, Rav Tanu Palak. It does not say Rav Yechonan Tanu Palak. Not Rav. Epoch Devar Mukhim Nau Sugis Iksubis. Beg Maruva Shavesav El Au Sugin Ksubis Kmechikasa Rashi Vishara Ravasa Sugin Ksubis Tavchas. So we don't have a clear reason to be Mekabal this. So basically, we'll send you to the Rajma. Let's see what the Rajma says. Wait, Tama. Hey, Marta. V'chiyachleg Rabbi Yechonon. Al Tana. Zele al aleibish. No one would say that. Ad kana shaincha. He says, all the Mayana Sechachma Wanistam, everything is from the Rabban Shlalem. I already showed you that this is not a proper Girsa. And the Rashba is a Mayrach in this. And the thing, the Mahalach that he says is that it's possible that Rabbi Yechonon had another Brisa, which would be a quotation from Matana. Rabbi Yechonon was not saying it on his own. He couldn't be chelik with his Rebbe on his own, with a Tana on his own. Two issues here. First of all, his Rebbe, and second of all, Tana. We're starting with the problem with the Tana. So what is the answer to this? The answer to this is that he had another Brisa, which backed up this Shita, and therefore he was not alone. It says Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have no evidence of that either. Been going. Shmieli, the Rimasko Shmieli. She can make it bigger on the bottom left. Rebbe. Where do we find this? And then Rikir brings several rice. Yes, I'm going to tell you, plucked it tonight. The kibbutzim, kesuvim, begitin. Rabbi Shulay, the teller, begitzuvim. It's a type of kibbutzim, kesuvim. Reechon, shitatze, disfrila, begitin, ain't kaisen, shrila, panasa, ain't lakoil. So, Rabbi Kameg, without going into the exact details of the machlekes on what's kasuv and what's kaisvin into the kesuvah. It's sufficient for us to know that the Kaveh takes this track similar, because you got to find this brisa that Rabbi Yechon was tailor on, and says, yes, Rabbi Yechon had a brisa, and this is l'shitasai. And then he goes on to say, it's all very nice, but that brisa isn't sufficient, and it's not good enough, even though it could be that that's totally in a machlekes. In the Tanoim. That's the first Mahalach. And then Kibiga adds something very interesting. You scroll down. Please keep on going. Up. You just went too far. Kubega says, that it's not so muchrach 100% that a Tana can't be chelik on the Gemara. Not 100%. It's the normal Mahalach and Shas, but there could be times that the Shas is following those Shitas who hold that an Amira on occasion can be Chelik in the Tana. So where is a Makar and a source for this? So there are a lot of Shitas in the Rishayim and Achrayim that discuss this. And there are some very, very important shittos that say that, in fact, an amayra can be chalak in the Tana. The first is the Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchis Mamrim, the Rambam sets forth the basic klolim of who can be chalak and who, and when such a machlekes consists of a unwarranted machlekes. And the Kesef Mishnah says, L'chaira, you can't be chelik, and L'chaira can't be chelik in a Tana. And he asks, why is that true? He says, if you look in the Rambam says that a bezin can be chelik, even in a bezin that was much earlier than them, much earlier. He says, bezin shegazu gzeira, a takana, v'nigam in a pachal b'chol, v'oman achrein bezin acher, u'bike shalbatal achrein takana, any yachal achi godly man of mechachaminin. But if it is, he can. He can. If you keep on going back there to halacha beis, have to scroll down. Get to the Kesef Mishnah a second. No, it's not here. Okay, so look in the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, if you can make that a little bit bigger for the Olam. Imtimer, if that's the case, that a second bezin is allowed to be chelik in the first bezin, amaylei pliga maroi atanoi the b'chol duchta makshila m'remasnisa. How can you ask from a tana verse negda and amayra to be mafta amayra? The amayra can be chelik. Sarah Kleimer, just gonna make this bigger, please. When the Gemara says, "Ano da Amri, ki hay tana b'mlay yamer ken kasha leivchi divrei Rabbeinu Roshus to sulam chalak kav right now." It's all part of the kasha. Afshalaymar. So the Beis Yosef says a klal mutzik, which he doesn't tell you exactly where he gets it from, but he says it svar denafshe with Israel hakodesh. Shmiyayim Chasimas HaMishnah Kimu V'Kibu Shadaris HaAchranim Ola Yichel Klol HaRishlainim. V'chein Asa Gam B'Chasimas HaGemara. Shmiyayim Shem Nichtam Ola Yichel Rishus L'Shum Adam Lachal Kaleo. So that's the delineation of the various categories of the time periods in Klal Yisrael. And a Chasima was a Chalais Din of you can't argue within that period. You can't argue from one period on to another period. Says Rabbi Chanan in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, which is dedicated to these questions of Mesira and the type of things that are in Ram Hukas Mamrim. He asked the Kasha, the Kesemish's Kasha, and he answers in a different way. He says, depends how you have the, it's a seven base. He says, depends how you have the chesima. So the chesima, the Mishnah, had a din of a bezin agadol because it was bereiv, kibbutz reiv chachmei Yisrael when they were chosen the Mishnah. Rabbi didn't act on his own as a single Tana. It was a din of reiv chachmei Yisrael, and therefore, no one subsequently, in fact, can be chaylik on him. And he says, the Rambam in the Hagdamah brings the, in the Hagdamah to the Sefer Yad, brings the issue which he revisits in Halacha Beis. And he says, if you look in line six, Ben Nagal show, Shim ve'echad batal mekam b'shanim kaim mechir ba'gomara. Lefichach ein kaifin anshim medina zulene kemenig anshim medina cheres. And he says, v'darim ilo v'gam v'tere kadim v'lom shenatul achar chir ba'gomara. V'kol gorim shim b'gomara bavli, chayav and kol Yisrael alechus behem. Everything in Bavli, we are mechuyiv to do that. And why is that? Hayav v'chalaisen v'rim shim b'gomara eskim olim kol chachmi Yisrael. Whatever is in the Gemara was only put in there by either in the Mishnah by Rebbe or in the Gemara by Rabbi Ravashi with the Eskom of everybody. And then he sends you to Hilchas Ishois. Ishus. And then he says that Eskomas Kol Chachmei Yisrael didn't have a Bezlan Gadol, and everybody has to be listen to them. And if you scroll down here, the end of Gimel. He says, sorry, in Hay, Ayncham Vekesh's Mishnah, Im Timer, Im Kane, it's the last one on the left. Amaylei Pligam Re'at Hanoi, Dabachol Duchta, scroll down, please. Makshinu La'amari Masnison, that's the Kesh of Mishnah's Kasha. The Kvidim Rabbeinu Rashus Nesuna, Amlachlik Adiver Tanaim, Ratzalema. Rabbi Chana explains the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha. The Medivri Aram Nir Shabezin Shabedar Yachal Achabedin Ashal Dar Kaidem. Avon Katmi Men of Kachal Minyan. So why can't Namira, who is clearly smaller, be Chaylik on the Tana? The Afshalema, Shemiyayim, Chasima, Samishna. This is the quote of the Kesem Mishnah. They were Makabal on it. Says Rabbi Chana, he says, where did this come from? He says the Lashon is Kimu v'Kiblu, obviously a well-known Lashon from the Megillah, which is written by Nevuah. So Darius Achranim Layach Laikwal Darius Rishainim. Ask Rabbi Chanan, where did this Kabbalah come from? But me koichi yafa shlayef shalach legama Kabbalah azayis ba'atzma, just as you can be chaylik al Talmud b'lay Kabbalah. So he says, not such a kasha. Because if you think about it, Chasimah Samishna, please scroll down a bit. In order to be chaylik on the Mishnah, which had a din of Bez Nagadol, you needed to have at least another of Bez Nagadol. B'chanan says it was a metzias, a historical function of the fact that they simply didn't have this kibbutz, and therefore they didn't have a din of a bez and gadol, and therefore the Amiraim could not be chelik of tanai because we're missing this tanai that the Rambam would say that it will allow one bezdin to be chelik on another bezdin. So chivsimus haMishnah was b'kibbutz Reiv Chachma Yisrael b'din bez nagadol, and since then there wasn't such a metzias. Between the Chasimus and the Mishnah and the Chasimus and Talmud, there was no din of a bez nagadol, and therefore there was no way to be chaylik. The least Rabbeinu Yonah ben Basra, he says, goes back to this halach that we saw earlier in our chronim, that the klal that an amira cannot be chaylik on a tana is not a yesoid mutzak. He says a chiddush. He says, maram can't be chaylik on tanam. That's true. However, that's only when a tana is specifically brought in the Mishnah or in a Braisa. Otherwise, you can be chaylik on this tana. Look what he says. Says Rabbi Chanan, he says, if that's the case, what's the chiluk? He says, if you take my mahalach, that the reason why an Amira can't be chalak at a tana is because the Mishnahs and the Brises were nizdar in the Heskim of Roi Chachmai Hadar, which constitutes a Bez Nagadol. That is true of the Mishnahs and the Brises that are specifically brought in the Mishnah and the Shas with names attached to it and have the Shpanka, they have Chasima of Kol Shas Kulai because they were done in the aforementioned kibbutz of Kol Chachmai Yisrael. But one shita of a tana that's not brought in Mishnah Brisa, that doesn't have that power, and you could be chaylik on it. So if Lamashal, Rebbe's halacha will be brought in the Mishnah, Rebbe's halacha will be brought in a Brisa Sedura, that had to be fixed at the time of Chasimas HaMishnah, that would constitute Reiv. Kibbutz of Reiv Chachmei Yisrael, can't argue with that. No American argue with that. But a shita, not yichidah, but a shita of a tana that's not codified anywhere else in the aforementioned places does not have that power. It does not have the chasima of Reiv Chachmei Yisrael b'kibbutz, and therefore one can clearly get even as an American. Rabbi Chanan brings a great chiddush from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Agrach. Rabbi Chaim, a tremendous chiddush, says, I'll tell it to you outside, and then we'll see if we can see it inside. He says, really, an American Michalik Latana. But in Shas, it's ain derech of Amiraim to do this. But the reverse is not true. You can ask a kasha on Amiraim from that tonight. Why? Because we name on that Mistama, if the Amira had known the words of the Tana, the Brisa, that we're using to attack him, he would agree to it. But me din a chaylik, an Amara can be chaylik in a tana. That's what he says. This is keneged gedarka b'kodesh. This is keneged most of the language that we found earlier in the Rishonim, which stem, we assume that the reason an Amara can't be chaylik is because of the aforementioned change. He says, he brings here, as you can see on the right side, he says, the Heshiv. The Bamas, come on, Mary Yeshua Kaikalachal Katana. And Mary could be Chalkatana. Lahod Mesvinen to Yufta Mitanai Lame Roy. So why we ask Kashis on a Mary from Tanoim? Should the Mary any Chalkatana? See us there not. The Ili Yoda de Riatana, had the Mary known there was a certain idea because not everybody knew all the missions that were said, and you had to have access to all of it. And not everybody did. If you lived not close to the centers of Torah, then you could not have known these Mishnahs. That's why people were appointed to be the Baalei HaMishnah. If you would have known the Yoda Dibrei Tanalei Chelek Olav, Avol Makom Shechelek, it had to actually as Halacha Kamaisai. It's possible that a Halacha could be like the Amira Keneged Tana. And therefore, he uses this to answer, as you can see on the left side, the kasha we had from our sugya. The Chazon Ish was very disturbed by this approach, and he's masig on the Kovetz Shiurim. It's printed in the Kovetz Inyanim of the Chazon Ish, Ba'arichas Gedayla. Don't have time to go through all of it, so I'll just point out to you that the Chazon Ish did not agree with Rabbi Yochanan's Mahalach. Another example of the Chazon Ish not agreeing with a Mahalach of Beis Brisk. And he says, the different Mahalach here, he says, Amiraim knew me Ruach HaKodesh, or they knew, however they knew things, that the Emes is always with the Tanoim. Because the Tanaim were closer, and they saw the mute of the Dairis, and because of all the Herpatkais, it's connected to Klal Yisrael, so they understood that this is simply a Metzius where they just knew and we didn't. If you look, pick it up here where the arrow is. Emes possession, Dar Shachar Mishnah, Roas Mia Telavavis, to Dar Achar Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which would be sometime in the early 200s, right in the middle of terrible Roman Xeris. Ro Achar Mishnah, Roas Mia Telavavis, Neged Baalei Mishnah. They understood that they were much lesser. There was a big sharp word, downward move. Yodel Levetach Emes Lailam Rishainim. It was impossible for Amoraim to understand something that Tanaim did not know. They simply were not ready to be chaylik. Yerakshainim is called Divrei HaTanaim. They would just learn all the Divrei the Tanaim, and they were just working with the aforementioned Divrei HaTanaim. The Gam seems to tell him, but the Rea Myra, Sharon Machamas, Halamas, the Rea Tana. He simply didn't know the Tana. Rak, Rav, Barach of Lavovi, the only exception was Rav when his battle of the Rav. Cholas, come I say, we must go as a Bayer's Barach of a Fari's Ruach HaKadosh. So the Chazon Ish says that everything they had was with Ruach HaKadosh. Require Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hal Yadam. And the Chazon Ish brings various Gemaras, various rites to this. Rabbi Chanan, in his Sefer, Kuntres Divrei Soferim, is Masik and the Chazon Ish, a fascinating machlokes between two contemporaries. Chanan was much older than Chazon Ish. If you go scroll down. Kasav Kvayd, not sure what the Gimel stands for. This is Chuvas Marin, Agayin, Rebuchanan, Bunim, Vasim, Zatzav. Look down on the star at the bottom. So, not sure. Look down, just scroll down, Pesach, please. Okay, so this is not the Chazon itself, but let's look at a few lines here, and then you can take a look at this fascinating dusiach between Rabbi Chanan and the Chazon Ish, just printed by the Chazon Ish himself. Everybody knows that. You have to understand what he's saying in order to be chalik. I can't give you a good example. I can't be chalik with Rabbi Feinstein because I can't begin necessarily to understand his svaras. But there are people who could, and therefore they would be entitled to do so. If you don't understand the svara, you simply didn't understand the reasoning for the person who was there earlier. Next. Then he says, even within the Tanoim ranks, some could be chelik in another. He says, I, the Ram says, a bezin cotton could be chelik. It shouldn't be that they were too far away. And that to be relatively close. Okay, that's what he says. And he says, we're back to the custom of Mrs. Kasha. How can an Amira be Chalik and a Tana since he's not Plukde? You have to leave you with this because there's a longer Riches here. I would say that this is Mamasha, a Limud that's worth being Maimon into this dialogue between the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Chanan. And one of the basic principles in Klalei Hapsak, who can be chelik, with whom and in what circumstance. I'll leave you for further research since we unfortunately do not have any more time, but all laid out for you in the beautiful editing job by the Marechas. Yashukar next week we will be back to one of the core issues in Masechet Ksubis, and we'll see you then to have a chibur on the daf that was just learned. Everybody have a good week.